Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Mondays with Bev and Paul. And whoops, we're frozen up here. Let's see what happened. There we are. Hi, everybody. My name's Paul.
Good morning, I think. This is Bev.
Man, I just tell you, this technology could drive you crazy.
So, I know.
So, just like what we're going to talk about today, don't believe a darn thing. Just keep on trucking, you know. So, all right, everything's locking up here, but I think we're on. Yeah, we're going pretty good. So, we're going to talk today about don't believe, healthy skepticism, and all that kind of stuff. So, let's see. Okay, I'm calm. So I did an interview, and you listened to it, and some other people have listened to it, and the interview was with Bruce Hurwitz, and it was a great interview. It was a 30-minute interview. I found him on this, you know, program where everybody just signs in, and he accepted it, and that was like 3 months ago, 4 months ago. And so it finally gets up to the time, and he did the interview, and one of the most amazing parts of the interview, especially when we were over, and he talked a little bit about it, and you can talk about your perception, but at the end of it, he says, look, I just need to let you know, I didn't want to do this interview.
Then why did you say yes?
Yeah, I mean, well, he thought he was getting into all this kind of woo. He had just done two other ones. I think one was with a palm reader, one with some kind of other healing work. And he thought he was getting himself stuck into this, because the show is about experts in their field,
right?
You know, and you know, how much have I been noticing people, you know, 10 years into their program and they're an expert already, and 20 years you're a super expert, and 30 years, you know, and I'm like,
now
I've been doing this
water.
35 plus years. I mean, well, I must be super duper expert, you know.
You are. Yes.
You know, well, and I think what was nice, and I think where it shifted, is where I had nothing to prove to him.
Yeah, it was notable. I, you know, the first part of it, I thought, well, look at this. He's a very skeptic about, in fact, that's what I wrote you. He's a skeptic, right? And then it went on, and all of a sudden, I don't know, you said something, and I could see a change in him, and he said, oh wow, okay. And I thought, well, there you go. You know, he had a healthy skepticism. He thought it was going to be a woo-woo, another woo-woo thing, and then you started speaking what we always speak about, biotouch, you know, and it registered with him, it resonated with him. Yeah.
Right. You know, and before I forget, the link to that interview is in the feed here. It'll also be on the email that goes out to you. And it really, you know, it was 30 minutes, and he was surprised. At the end of it, he was like, oh, my God, time's up. You know, because it was a great interaction. I mean, and he didn't have prepared questions. He doesn't like doing prepared questions.
So he asked wonderful questions.
Yeah, and that was building off of, you know, the dialogue. And you could see as the dialogue went on, you know, it reminds me, I just thought about this. The very first time when we went to Hawaii, the way we got there was my brother gave me he had some paid radio time. And I was being interviewed by this woman who you could tell in the beginning she was skeptic as could be. That interview went 2.5 to 3 hours.
What?
Yeah. That went for, she couldn't, the dialogue was spontaneous, it was interactive.
Wow.
And that was 30 something years ago.
Oh my gosh.
And
yes.
It turned out that's why we stayed in Hawaii. People had heard that interview, it was live.
Wow.
And it was on a local, you know, top notch radio show. And people called up. We had 50 people sign up that afternoon for a class that we were going to do there in Honolulu.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's when one of the old timers came up to me and he said, you know, Hawaii needs you. And two or three weeks later, we were in Hawaii opening a center. So
that's crazy.
So the skepticism is good, you know.
It is. It's healthy, as you say. healthy skepticism. Yeah, don't believe everything you hear or see or,
Yeah,
you know,
especially by a guy with a beard.
Yeah, right.
You know, we say that all the time. You know, you see all these bearded guys out there professing all these new gimmicks or whatever. You know, also when I was on an Al Jazeera interview when I went to Egypt, and they had just done, I think it was a Reiki interview, and some guy had put his hand up and this ball moved across the room. They were trying to show how you could move energy. And these two interviewers, a man and a woman, you could tell they were just like, they had just finished that interview, and they were just like, oh my gosh, you know. And the first thing he said to me is, why should we believe what you're going to tell us?
Right.
And my answer was, you shouldn't.
Don't.
Don't believe what I have to say. Right. And it cut the ice.
Yeah.
You know? And we have nothing to prove here, folks. This is not about proving. This is not about convincing you of anything.
Well, isn't that what you told Gary Schwartz when he asked you that question before the research?
Yeah, that's true. You know, he said, so what if we do this research with you and we prove that BioTouch isn't effective? And I looked at him and I had the manual in my hand and I said, I'll take this manual and I'll rip it up and throw it away. He was sold. And his statement was, you know, he really liked doing the research because we had nothing to prove. You know, we were willing to follow the data in his terminology.
Yeah.
And that's what we're always willing to do, the data or how you feel about it. You know, maybe you just felt a moment of peace and tranquility. You know, maybe your pain, you had an experience with a guy. Tell us about that one recently.
Yeah, he called me. A friend had told him about BioTouch. He called me. He's traveling through and has a back issue. And so I went over to his place and we talked about, gave him an orientation, told him what was going to happen in the session and discussed why what his issues were. You know, that's what we typically do with new recipients. And then we just talked about BioTouch and told him, you know, basically, I'm just going to offer your body the touch with these two fingers and seriously do not know what's going to happen, how the body. Well, he was very open and a little skeptical, as he told me, but open because he didn't take drugs or anything like that for his issue. And so I gave him a first session. And he reported back to me that he had had a significant lowering of pain in that area. But when it came back, it was lower. I said, well, we have registered that. That happens. So I had a second session. And then, what was that, 2 weeks ago? Haven't heard from him since. And so, you know, you and I were talking. The first thing what I want to do is what? Get in the way of all of that.
Right.
And say, oh, I didn't do enough. Well, it's very basic what you do with BioTouch. You can just touch for so many times, you know. So I just had to say, well, you're making this about you. This is not about me. This is about his experience and his story, right? And What did you say to me? Well, if nothing else, you have planted a seed.
Right. And that is our only job. Our job is only to plant the seed.
Yep.
It's up to each and every one of us and you out there to water it, you know. And I think for us and our ego, it's important to understand that too, because we're just here to pass this on. You know, I mean, if I had a desire for a result, I wouldn't be doing this for 35 years.
Oh, heavens, you know? No.
Yeah. No. For all of us, it's about the joy of the presentation, you know, and enjoying the skepticism, enjoying the questions and tearing it apart. Like I say to people all the time, hey, ask whatever you want, tear it apart. I remember back in the beginning, I gave a presentation to a Lions Club, right, in Honolulu, and they were all men, all old men, really. And I'm up there, and back in those days, what, I was, you know, 30 something years ago, I was young.
You're Mr. Hippie Dippy.
Summer whippersnapper, right? And I'm presenting to these guys, And there was one guy who tried to tear it apart. And I was like, well, those are good. That's a good point. You know, never having to take a defense, you know,
right.
And everybody stayed. It was, I don't know, half hour presentation, 45 minutes, whatever. The guy who brought me in, the head of the Lions Club there, said, you know, I just got to tell you, you did a great job with that guy, because he's always a rabble rouser. He's always trying to put these speakers on the spot. He says, and I also have to tell you, you are one of the only speakers we've ever had where everybody stayed till the end. Okay. Usually 15 minutes into the talk, people are leaving or they're talking to each other.
Bored.
Yeah. And we find that all the time.
All the time.
Again, what's another one? When we were at the, it was a volunteer program at the zoo. I don't know if you were around in those days.
I don't think
no.
so.
So it was a big, dedication to volunteers in Tucson. And we get there, and for some reason, I'm going to get up and give a presentation, right? And there's hundreds of people in these chairs, and it's outside, and everybody's talking and yakking, and I get up there, and I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to say? You know? And so the first thing I did is I said, okay, I want everybody to take the two fingers of one hand, and I want you to reach over and touch somebody on the arm or the neck lightly like a butterfly. And everybody did it, and there was silence. Those hundreds of people were quiet while they were doing it. In fact, Chardonnay, who was sitting at our booth, was like, oh my God, it's completely quiet. And I thought, you know, the power of touch,
you know,
of giving people permission to touch one another for the purpose of healing, not for killing.
You know, I think the reason that it gets quiet and people stay till the end is biotouch. We respond to something that is innate in us already. And when you reach out to a stranger, somebody sitting next to you, and you're willing to just lightly touch them on the arm, it's like this gossamer thread of connectedness between us that happens instantaneously. We don't, you know, I mean, we don't sit around and go, well, that's what's happening, and we're triggering this, and this is it's just a spontaneous response to that touch. It is incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
Important. It's important.
And we actually, on this interview with Bruce, we actually taught his audience how to do the greeting. And he actually started to do it, you know, even with himself. Yeah. And it's so refreshing to see people respond when you're not trying to prove anything. You're just trying to relate them. And no matter what his question or his perception of what was going on, I could agree to it. I didn't have to say, oh, no, it's not that, you know, we're moving this or we're doing it. You know, when you meet people in whatever dialogue they have in their own mind, in their own life, and you say, "What? That's a perfect explanation of what we're doing." You know, and that's the beauty of biotouch. We don't define it. We let you define it. All that we care about is you take those two fingers and touch another human being. I don't care what you call it.
And the beauty is you're fully capable.
Yes.
To do that.
Yes.
Everyone, we're fully capable to do that. That's, you know, I've often said that the biggest challenge of biotouch is its simplistic beauty. It's goodness. It's truth that we are connected and we are all capable of caring for each other. That is the challenge, unfortunately. Because that is a thought form that we are in the process, I do believe, of shifting into, coming from just the opposite for a long time. And so here we have this amazing technique that is more than just the body gets better. It serves so many other parts of ourselves. This is of all the things, the challenge is what? Love and and consciousness, awareness, That's the challenge. And that's why it's needed, so important. I want, in all of what's going on in the world, BioTouch is hovering. It's there already. Our responsibility is to let people know it's already accessible to them. Wow. No big pressure here.
Yeah, none at all. Just get out there and do it. Dang it. No
I
pressure.
know. Yeah, right.
So we have numerous ways to learn it again. Go to our website, justtouch.com. Download the greeting for free. If you like what you see, you can get the whole ebook sent right to your computer. There's links to the video. If you have personal questions, yeah, I just got a question from somebody in Nigeria about a problem they were having. And another one from somebody in another part of the world. I don't know how these people are starting to find us from all over the world.
I know.
And the
It's
interesting thing is, all the pains, all the diseases they're talking about, they're global. It's not
right.
they're not these made up, South Africa doesn't have a different kind of disease than
No,
somebody
it's a
in
human
America.
condition.
Yes, and the human condition is people are suffering. We know
Yes.
that. And the human
Yes.
condition is everyone is looking for a little bit of relief. So if you are suffering, if you have some fear in your life, don't believe us. Be skeptical, but try it. Just take those two fingers, learn that greeting if nothing else,
Nothing else.
and then go to the local pain and see what happens. We know for a fact there'll be a lessening of stress. And when you can lessen the stress, you've built the immune system, you've helped the cortisol levels, and from there it can only get better.
Can only get better.
Yeah, so we're here. Also, if you want us to give a presentation with Zoom, we can go anywhere in the world. If you're talking to a group of people and you want us to come on, or you want to have a dialogue with us with your friends and family, where people can be skeptical, ask questions, hey, contact us, we'll come.
Yeah, we're
And
the ones.
if you don't want a bearded wonder there, we'll just send you the beautiful president of the organization, Miss Bev Wood, with her beautiful smile. And she'll just come there and charm you all, where you don't have to be scared of me with my beard. So,
You
hey,
don't
and
scare me.
we have other ways to learn it. We have a great workshop coming up on the 15th, Thursday, with Jenny Garner, who also has a wonderful smile. And she's going to talk. It's
Yes.
actually a taping of one we did with her on emotional trauma. She was a trauma specialist in psychotherapy, gave a great presentation,
Oh, it was wonderful.
and we
It's
will
time.
live.
It's time people hear that again.
Yes, and we will
Yeah.
teach you some po sets of points to work with that trauma. And that 17th and 18th of February, Eileen is doing another in-person class here in Tucson. If you're interested in doing that and getting 10 CE credits for nurses and massage therapists, hey, sign up, go to our website. You can get all the information there. So, don't believe.
Don't believe anything we say, but find out for yourself.
Yeah. And we appreciate you taking the opportunity to even listen to us. As you can
Right.
tell, we have fun doing this. So,
We do. Evidently, we've showed up every Monday for coming on 8 years.
yeah. So we have fun. Join in the fun. Play with us. Play with BioTouch. And I think we can just bring a little joy and peace to the world, as Horace says in his little song that we're going to end with. So thank you all for hanging out with us.
Thank you, everyone.
Days in and days out, space and time is all about feeling pressure with the pain, in sunshine or in the rain. Living is a place in mind, giving is being kind. And the pain is too much. What we need is BioTouch. When I'm touching you, you are touching me. It's a simple thing to do and a natural way to be.